No, Hector said. You know that the council makes me too skittish to talk. I wanted to speak up for you when Detective Dupin was accusing you, but one look at those crow hats, and I couldn't open my mouth. But I thought of one thing I can do to help.
Klaus put down the pitcher of water and felt the mortar on the far wall. Violet's invention seemed to be working quite well, but there was still no guarantee that it would get them out of there before the mob of citizens arrived in the afternoon.
What's that?
He asked Hector.
I'm going to get the self-sustaining hot air mobile home ready to go, he said. I'll wait at the barn all afternoon, and if you somehow manage to escape, you can float away with me.
Okay,
Violet said, although she had been hoping for something a little more helpful from a fully grown adult.
We're trying to break out of this cell right now, so maybe we'll make it. Well, if you're breaking out now, I'd better go, Hector said. I don't want to get in trouble. I just want to say that if you don't make it, and you are burned at the stake, it was very nice making your acquaintance. Oh, I almost forgot.
Hector's fingers reached through the bars and dropped a rolled scrap of paper down to the waiting Baudelaires.
It's another couplet, he said. It doesn't make sense to me, but maybe you'll find it helpful. Goodbye, children. I do hope I see you later.
Goodbye, Hector,
Violet said glumly.
I hope so, too.
Bye,
Sunny muttered. Hector waited for a second, expecting Klaus to say goodbye, but then walked off without another word, his footsteps fading into the sounds of the muttering, splashing crows. Violet and Sunny turned to look at their brother, surprised that he had not said goodbye, although Hector's visit had been such a disappointment that they could understand if Klaus was too annoyed to be polite. But when they looked at the middle Baudelaire, he did not look annoyed. Klaus was looking at the latest couplet from Isadora, and in the growing light of the De Luc cell, his sisters could see a wide grin on his face. Grinning is something you do when you are entertained in some way, such as reading a good book or watching someone you don't care for spill orange soda all over himself. But there weren't any books in the uptown jail, and the Baudelaires had been careful not to spill a drop of water as they operated the mortar dissolver. So the Baudelaire sisters knew that their brother was grinning for another reason. He was grinning because he was entertaining a notion, and as Klaus showed them the poem he was holding, Violet and Sunny had a very good idea of what notion it was.